Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Shift with CJ podcast. Today, we're diving into a surprising topic, how plastic is invading our bodies and affecting our health. It might shock you, but the average person eats about 5 grams of plastic per week. That's about the same weight as a credit card. Tiny pieces of plastic are turning up throughout the human body, even in places you might not expect. Research has found plastic particles in the human bloodstream and even in the human heart. But now, scientists have discovered microplastics in men's testicles. This was quite unexpected for Dr. John Yu, a toxicologist at the University of New Mexico. The male reproductive system has a tight blood tissue barrier called the blood testis barrier, which was thought to keep such particles out. The blood testis barrier is one of the tightest in the body. Finding microplastics in the testes suggests that these tiny particles can bypass this barrier, raising concerns about their ability to infiltrate other sensitive tissues in the body and their potential impact on reproductive health. For this study, researchers measured 12 types of microplastics in 47 dog and 23 human testes. Microplastics are small plastic particles less than 5 millimeters in size. They can be intentionally manufactured for products like cosmetics and personal care items, or they can come from the breakdown of larger plastic items such as bottles and bags. These tiny plastic particles can break down due to environmental exposure like sunlight, ocean waves, and weathering. The study used both human and dog testicles because dogs share many similarities with humans and can help us understand potential health risks. Dogs share the same living environment as humans, so they are exposed to similar pollutants and chemicals. This makes them valuable models for studying human diseases and conditions. In the study, researchers found microplastics in all the testicles examined, with significant differences between individuals. On average, the total microplastic levels were 122.63 micrograms per gram in dogs and 328.44 micrograms per gram in humans. Both humans and canines had similar types of microplastics, with polyethylene being the most common. Polyvinyl chloride, PVC, was also detected and linked with lower sperm count in dog testicles. Higher levels of PVC were associated with decreased weight of the testicles, as was anther compound polyethylene terephthalate. A 2023 study also found microplastics in the male reproductive system, including the testis and semen. So, are microplastics involved in male infertility? It's estimated that 11 million tons of plastic waste enter the world's oceans annually, and this could nearly triple by 2040. This plastic pollution is contributing to a fertility crisis. Men experienced a 50% to 60% decline in sperm counts from 1973 to 2011. An update to the study found that sperm concentration declined by 51.6% from 1973 to 2018. Total sperm count also declined by 62.3% from 1973 to 2018. One class of plastic chemicals called phthalates might be particularly to blame. An estimated 8.4 million metric tons of plasticizers, including phthalates, are used worldwide each year. Phthalate production amounts to about 4.9 million metric tons annually. Microplastics often contain phthalates, which can leach out and cause endocrine disrupting effects. Women's exposure to phthalates during pregnancy is linked to male babies' anogenital distance, AGD, the distance from the anus to the base of the penis. Higher exposure is associated with shorter AGD, which is linked with a smaller penis and poorer semen quality later in life. This means that AGD at birth might predict adult reproductive function. Phthalate syndrome refers to a number of disturbances to male reproductive development observed after exposure to phthalates in utero. Studies on rats show that males exposed to phthalates during sensitive periods have smaller, less developed genitals, and lower fertility. Phthalates are just one class of endocrine-disrupting chemicals. Others include bisphenol A, BPA, flame retardants, pesticides, and PFAS chemicals. Microplastics often contain these harmful chemicals affecting fertility through inflammation, oxidative stress, and direct disruption of reproductive functions. Plastics are xenoestrogens, which means they can mimic the effects of estrogen in the body. This abnormal stimulation of estrogen receptors can promote cell proliferation and potentially contribute to estrogen-sensitive cancers such as breast and endometrial cancer. Due to their estrogenic effects, plastics exposure contributes to estrogen dominance, which can affect men's reproductive health. Exposure to endocrine disruptors is associated with reduced semen quality and impaired fertility. These disruptors are also considered factors in the global decrease of sperm counts. One strategy to counteract estrogen excess is to take transmucosal progesterone, which is a natural estrogen antagonist. I must warn you that I am not a doctor. I am only a self-proclaimed biohacker, and playing with any hormonal substances can be dangerous. So please talk to your doctor. My job on this podcast is to educate you on what information I have in the current time of recording this podcast. Now let's get back to it. Progesterone is one of only four hormones I believe many adults can benefit from. The other three are thyroid hormone T3, DHEA, and pregnenolone. Transmucosal progesterone can help balance your hormones and protect against estrogen's harmful effects. When using progesterone transmucosally on your gums, it's important to note that this method is effective and safe. Avoid transdermal progesterone, as the skin converts it into forms that can't be converted back into progesterone. Dr. Ray Peet, a leading expert on progesterone, found that vitamin E is the best solvent for delivering progesterone into your tissues. It's crucial to use natural vitamin E, labeled D-alpha tocopherol, rather than synthetic versions. You need the complete spectrum of tocopherols and tocotrienols for the best effect. You can purchase pharmaceutical-grade bioidentical progesterone online and use small measuring spoons to get the correct dose. Again, proceed with caution and please do this under supervision. A typical dose is 25 to 50 milligrams taken 30 minutes before bed. This helps increase GABA levels for a good night's sleep and has an anti-cortisol function. If you are a menstruating woman, take progesterone during the luteal phase, starting 10 days after your period begins and stopping when your period starts. For males or non-menstruating women, take it every day for 4 to 6 months, then cycle off for 1 week. Besides progesterone, there are additional strategies to decrease your estrogen load and protect your health. Avoid synthetic estrogens, minimize exposure to synthetic estrogens found in hormone replacement therapy and oral contraceptives. Avoid linoleic acid. This omega-6 fat increases cancer risk and decreases metabolic function. Choose natural products. Opt for organic personal care products to reduce exposure to synthetic chemicals like parabens and phthalates. Limit pesticide exposure. Choose organic produce to avoid pesticides with estrogenic effects. Rethink household products. Swap chemical-laden cleaning products for natural alternatives. Avoid plastic containers. Use glass or stainless steel containers to avoid estrogenic compounds from plastics. Maintain a healthy weight. Excess body fat can contribute to higher estrogen level. Support liver health. Your liver helps eliminate excess estrogen, so eat a nutrient-rich diet and consider liver-supporting herbs. Promote hormonal balance. Eat cruciferous vegetables to support estrogen metabolism. Reduce stress. Practice relaxation techniques to manage stress and maintain hormone balance. As someone who cares about health, I understand the importance of this topic. I hope today's episode has shed some light on the hidden dangers of plastics and microplastics and given you practical tips to protect your health. Thanks for tuning into the Shift with CJ podcast. If you found this helpful, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the Shift with CJ channel for more health and biohacking tips. Until next time, stay healthy and mindful of what you wear and consume.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.